Blog Talk Radio.
Knowledge of God. Lord God, we bring every thought into captivity. activity right now, God. We ask and we loose ministering angels, Lord God, even where I'm at, Lord God, and Lord God, even across the airwaves right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, over the airwaves, Lord God, over the internet, Lord God, on the landlines and the phone lines, even those callers, Lord God, who are listening in via cell phone, Lord God, and the internet and all around the world, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, let those who are designed to partake of this broadcast, let it be by divine appointment, Lord God, a divine assignment, Lord, divine connections, Lord God. We rebuke the enemy, Lord God. We rebuke anything he says, Lord God, anything he does, Lord, the craftiness, the subtlety, Lord God. We close every door by the authority of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And, Lord God, we loose the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God. We loose a sound mind right now, Lord God, across this. Lord God, I expound the word of God across his airways right now, Lord God, coming against everything, Lord God, over your people's life right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, have your way, Holy Ghost. Allow me to decrease and let the Spirit of God increase, Lord God. Walk in me, lead and guide me, God, that I may minister the words to your people, Lord God, that people may be elevated, Lord God, that, Lord God, that those things that they are bound by may be dismissed and destroyed and cast out the dry places to return no more, Lord God, that their family members may have yokes broken, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, give me the anointing to meet the needs by the power of your Holy Spirit for those who call in for prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God. I thank you for your comforter, Lord God, that teaches and guides us in all truth and all righteousness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the prayer warriors in this hour, Lord God, the 3 a.m. prayer warriors, the 5 a.m. prayer warriors, the noonday prayer warriors, the all-day prayer warriors, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And we thank you, and we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen. And let the church say, amen, amen, amen. Oh, God, I feel good down to my sanctified bones. Oh, I thank God for this wonderful plan of salvation. Amen. 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 Listen, you can hit us up 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. It's the Mantle of God, the Men's Room Edition tonight. Amen. And we're going to talk about the mind of Christ. We're going to talk about the mind of Christ. And let him, Christ, be formed in you. What does that entitle? It was something that the Holy Spirit had me meditating on earlier this morning. It just quickened me. I mean, it just really quickened me. So we definitely going to get into that, amen. I wanted to do something else, but then the Holy Spirit reminded me, like, I gave you something this morning that was very, very meaty, and I want you to be able to expound on that, amen. You take that which I give you. You study that in your personal time. But this, what I give you throughout the day, this is for the people of God. So, amen, amen. That's what it's about, getting self out the way, amen. So we go into the book of Ephesians right now. The book of Ephesians, amen. Amen. Chapter 4. Amen. Some call it the fivefold chapter, but it's chapter 4 of Ephesians, amen. Amen. And we're going to start, amen. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Let's take that verse 17. It says from the book of Ephesians, 4th chapter, 17th verse, and I'm going to take my time because I feel like running right now. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. Huh? Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling had given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth as in Christ is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning a former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Thank you, God. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to work on this, saints of God, by the power of the anointing. By the anointing. I have no notes in front of me, amen. So I'm jumping out. I'm riding with the Holy Ghost, amen. But it says this in verse 17. He testifies in the Lord not to walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. See, the Gentiles were walking in the vanity of their mind because there was many of them that was in idol worship. It was an idol worship, and he was trying to bring a certain way of serving God to the people of Ephesians. He was trying to bring us a certain way of life that wasn't scriptural, that wasn't sound. Amen? But watch this. It said they walked in the vanity of their mind. You know, Solomon said all of this stuff in life, amen, the things that perished, it's vanity. It's vanity. Vanity of the mind. It says in verse 18, having the understanding darkened. Now, watch this. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get understanding. So out of all that words you getting on Sunday, Bible study throughout the week, all that getting, get understanding. Get understanding. Understanding is greater than the knowledge that you obtain. Because you can have a brain full of knowledge of the Word of God, but if you don't have no understanding, there is no fruit coming forth from that which you have received of the Word. That's why you want the milk of the Word. You want the meat of the Word. Because if you're just receiving the Word and you're not receiving the milk or the meat, then you're not getting nothing that will cause you to grow. It's not the Word problem. It's your problem. Amen? Watch this. Watch this. Let's go on, people of God. Amen. Watch this. Having your understandings darkened. Okay. Who darkens the understanding? It's the devil that he darkens the understanding. He blinds the mind of people that they will become alienated and blinded to the truth of God. That's how he begins to blind people's mind. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. He blinds people's minds by building that stronghold in their minds. Amen. So what is a stronghold? A stronghold, it forms into a fortress. It forms into a tower. And every block that forms that strong tower is your block of nicotine. It's your block of cigarettes. It's your block of liquor. It's your block of fornication, adultery, lying, cheating, backbiting, everything of the flesh. All those things fitly form together, which make a house of a stronghold. And then that strong man is right in the middle of that. So, watch this now. What causes a person to have a mindset like that? Like even a reprobated mindset where good has become evil, evil has become good. What causes a person to have a type of mindset? It causes you to have a mindset by being around certain people. Christ says the eye is the light of the body. So if your eye is the light of the body, that which you partake of is going where? It's going to your soul. And what is the soul? The soul houses all of those things, your will, your emotions, all those things. And it connects to the heart. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. So all of those things in your mind, all those things that plays a part in the mindset, the people who you hang with, the people who you talk to. And that's why the Bible says, be ye angry, but sin not. See, once you get angry, it's okay. You're still in the fold. You're still in the fold. You're not sinning yet. But now when you allow your anger to take you to a place, when you begin to operate in that anger, that becomes sin. That becomes sin. Because it don't say that being angry is a sin. It says that when you begin to walk in that anger, when you walk in that, let the sun go down on your wrath. See, that's when it becomes wrath, because now you're boiling. Because the anger, the more you walk in it, the more your temperature rises. The more your temperature rises, the more it becomes internalized. It turns into wrath. Amen. So those things come into a mindset. We're talking about the mindset. We're talking about forming into Christ. Amen. But it says that in verse 18 of the fourth chapter of Ephesians, it says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Why? What causes a person to be alienated from the life of God? It's through ignorance that is in them. Why? Because of the blindness of heart. Now, how can your heart be blind? How can you possibly pull the dark shades down on your heart? It is something that you have placed over your heart that is rejecting truth from coming in. That's why it says, guard your heart. For out of it are the issues of life. If you don't guard your heart, man of God, woman of God, woman, man, if you don't guard your heart, you're going to have all kind of stuff flowing out of there. And those things could inevitably put less shade down over your heart. When you begin to allow those issues to govern you and control you, that is how you allow your heart to become blinded. Jesus said, the blind follow the blind. And guess what? They all fall in the ditch. They all fall in the ditch. So wow, how does a person become blind? The Bible said is that the God of this world have blinded their minds, that unless they believe the glorious light of the gospel. It is the enemy who blinds these people. It's the enemy that blinds these people. And then, so now you have the enemy blinding these people, and these same people become leaders. And this is why Jesus had such a hard time with the Pharisees and Sadducees. That's why he would call them generation of vipers. That's why he would call them full of dead man bones. He would call them that because the leaders was not right. And they were guiding the people. They were blind themselves, but then yet they was trying to lead somebody else. That's why it's very important to make sure you can see. One of the most hardest thing in the world is to convince somebody who can't see to follow you and when you can see. That's one of the hardest things. Why? Because they have to have faith. You have to have faith. Jesus could have seen, but the Bible says that many turned away and did not walk with him. I believe we got a caller. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the Men's Room Show, Mantle of God.
Good evening.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
We're talking about the mind of Christ. We're talking about the mind of Christ. How do you feel about the mind of Christ?
The mind of Christ is crazy. But I just have a question.
Go right ahead, Carla.
Is it right for a disciple of God or God's children to go at a babe in Christ in a spiritual way, but in also a way of the babe in Christ not knowing how they're coming at him?
So you're saying that it's a leader that's going at a babe in Christ?
Yes.
A leader going at a, when you say going at a babe in Christ, be more clear as far as leader going at a babe in Christ.
Like this babe in Christ may have felt one way, but the leader may have felt that they were talking to them in a way that they're trying to grow them, but in the same reality, that person that's that leader was misdirecting that babe in Christ.
So you said the leader was misdirecting the babe in Christ. Well, I think really what the misconception comes with in a situation like that, I believe in a situation like that, it comes down to sin. It comes down to sin. And now, Paul says in the first chapter of Corinthians, he said that there be no divisions among you, that ye all speak the same thing. Ye all speak the same thing. This is why we have leaders. Because if you don't know, if a person do not know, then that's why we have leaders in place. The book of Romans says, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they have been sent? They have to be sent. So if a person who is a babe in Christ already knows it all, if they already feel like, okay, I know this or I know that, the word of God comes to try us in areas that's not comfortable. The word of God is the book of pain. When I say it's the book of pain, the word of God comes to challenge our natural mind. It's a spiritual book that comes against the natural mind. So anytime you have a woman of God that's speaking to a babe in Christ, and that person is not walking in the spirit, fully in the spirit, they're just learning to walk in this thing. See, it's a lot of things. I remember when I walked into the church as a young baby Christ. This was like 13 years ago. And yeah. The apostle would preach. I would feel like the apostle was preaching right to me. I feel like, man, I went to the bathroom. I said, man, this stinking preacher don't know who he's talking to. I walked around the bathroom. I was hurt, disgusted. I thought he was all up in my business. I thought somebody had told this man all my business. But nobody told him. It was just God. And he had no idea that he was preaching. God was using him to yield that power in my direction. But I felt like it was him. I felt. Why did I feel like that? Because I was immature to understand. I wasn't mature enough to understand, because the Bible, like I said, it's a spiritual book. And when I see, anytime I'm going to speak of myself, anytime I try to understand this book with my natural mind, I'm getting out of order, because this book is going to attack my natural mind. It's going to attack everything I want to do. See, my spirit man wants to read it, go to church, jump, shout, roll on the floor, all of that. See, he wants to do that. My natural mind wants to look at football. Wants to stay on the phone, wants to do this and that, do a whole bunch of things that's opposite of God. But it takes a person to discipline themselves, like me. I have to discipline myself a lot of times to get in the Word. See, a lot of leaders ain't going to tell you that. I have to stay on myself because with the anointing that's on a woman or man of God, the enemy will use anything to try to divert the attention from the Word. It will use anything to divert the attention from the Word. So to fully answer the question, it's all about trust and faith. Faith. It's all about faith. It's all about faith. It says without faith it's impossible to please God. Okay? And faith is the substance of things hoped for, but evidence of things not seen. So I can't reach out and touch your faith. I can't reach out and touch your faith. I can't even see your faith. But mm-hmm. I can see your faith in action when you begin to trust your leader. When you begin to trust your leader over your congregation, and you begin to, and that woman of God or that man of God, when they preach and they say, well, the Bible says that we must be holy. Now, you might say, well, hold up. Be holy. Listen. I ain't going out and buying no skirt to the floor. That's not holy. That's not holiness. That's the result of holiness being birthed on the inside of you, working its way on out. To each his own. You see, when there's a place in God where you don't care about the standards of the world. You just want to please God. You don't want to be identified with the world.
Okay.
Whether
that. When you say that's like misleading a babe to feel for them. To make them feel for them.
You said as far as misleading the babe.
Yeah.
I mean,
what I'm saying is, okay, if you're talking to a spiritual leader, right? Okay, you and this spiritual leader, you're like conversing for hours and hours, you know, not just one day, every day. You know, this babe may think that, you know, wait a minute, maybe this leader is going at me as well as to teach me the word. But at the end of the day, this leader is really, I mean, they come back at you like, you know, no, it wasn't like that. You know, I was only just trying to lead you to Christ and not a
relationship. I think in this case, right, just listening to what you're saying, it's like David and Saul. Saul was out of order. David could have done a lot of things to Saul. He could have killed him. He could have done a lot of things to Saul. But David didn't do anything. Why? Because he was still God's anointed. He was still God's anointed. That's why me, I be careful when I say something about any man, woman, or God that is walking in the truth. I ain't talking about those who are not trying to please God, but those who are actually striving and on that path are in Christ and Christ is in them. I be very careful. I be very mindful, because then the same God that sits on high and looks down low, he will begin to judge that individual and that individual. You see, if you got a problem with that leader, I say you go to that leader. I say you go to that leader and you sit down and you allow your woman of God or your man of God, y'all begin to talk things out and y'all have prayer and y'all let the Lord have the way. Or if you're the church, just go to another church.
Okay. Well,
I hope that I answered your
question. No, I'm still confused, you know, because, like I said, you know, a babe is a babe. They're looking for spiritual leaders to lead them in the right path of knowing what's going on. You know, but, okay, yeah, you may pray with these this babe or whatever. You know, you talking spiritual to them. But in the same token, this babe is getting another vibe from that leader. But that leader comes back in, what, a week or so, and be like, hey, what are you talking about?
Sister,
babe may have been misled.
Sister, I understand that you're having problems with a leader. Listen, I would encourage you to get with that leader. I mean, because I don't want to hinder the program for people who are calling in for prayer. I mean, this program right here, if you want to call on the men's room on Thursday night, you can definitely do so. If you want us to pray on that situation, we can pray right now on that situation about that leader. But we're not going to air out. This program is not to air out leaders or that particular leader or whatever the case may be on that leader. We can definitely go and pray.
No, I'm not trying to air out anyone. Trust and believe. You know, I just have a question and...
Your question is well received. Your question is well received. It's just that we have an hour and 30-minute limit, and we don't want to hinder anybody. Now, if you want to pray on the situation, sister, I'm with you. Because the word was going forth just now. The anointing and the word of God was going forth just now. And then we stopped because I was under the assumption that there was you wanted to pray on the situation. So if you want to pray on the situation, we can.
That's fine. I have no problem in praying at all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But listen, we're going to go into prayer right now for the leader. And what's your name, sister?
I'm T.
Okay, T. See, my divine sister.
Yes.
Calling here causing trouble.
I'm not causing trouble.
Oh, praise God. Amen. I value your input. Amen. And listen, that particular leader. Listen, prayer changes things. Okay, I'm a firm believer in prayer. Okay, but we have to be mindful. We just have to be mindful because I have a lot of friends that's like apostles and prophets and all of that stuff. And I experienced, like, the Lord allowed me to see certain things. And I'd be like, oh, why did I have to see that? But you just go and pray about it. You give it to God, and then you take self out of the way, and you just let go and let God. A lot of times when we try to put our natural mind in a situation, we mess it up. Because I've done that countless times. I've gotten in a situation, and it just mess it up. But listen, the word going forth tonight is on the mind of Christ. It's about letting Christ be informed in you. And I believe where the Holy Ghost wanted to take the message at, I believe it just will really bless you. I believe it really will bless you.
That's fine.
Okay.
And I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here open ears, you know, because I'm still learning.
Amen. I'm gonna talk to you now because I just feel like you really got some things that you just have on your heart. So this is what I want you to know. I want you to know that Jesus is love. That's first of all. I want you to know that Jesus is love. And listen, this is why it's important for people to read the Word. You can't go by what any preacher say. You can't even go what I say. That's why I say you to Scripture. We were talking about Ephesians. We was going line upon line, precept upon precept. You can't listen to anybody who's a pastor, prophet, anything. If they ain't coming from the Word of God, don't receive them. The Bible said if they don't even bring this doctrine, don't even bid them Godspeed. Don't even bid them Godspeed. See, people say, well, my pastor say this and that and the third. You better get in that word. You better get in that word. That's what made me read the word. I read the word because I didn't want nobody to tell me, and me not know. because I was leaving the street and coming in the church, and I said, well, I didn't want nobody to hustle me in the street, so why am I coming to the church, get saved, and just sit up there and look cute in a suit and tie, and then the preacher saying stuff, and now he might be running a hustle, but I don't even know the manuscript. I don't know the book. So who can I fault when I'm getting upset over something, and I ain't even read the book? And God is telling my heart, telling me, okay, get this thing in order. And then when the word goes forth, I'm like, okay, it sounds right, but I don't know. See, it's hard. See, faith is attached to the word of God. You got to know that. Faith is attached to the word of God. Okay, when you don't read the word of God, your faith is going to be low. You're not going to have faith in any real woman of God, a real man of God. You're not going to have faith in a lot of different areas of your life. When you begin to go through those hard times, you're not going to have faith to carry you through because there's no word in you. That's why it's important, sister, to read that word. That's important.
I've been told that I need to get the word for myself as well.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You gotta read the word for yourself. That's exactly what we was talking about just now. You gotta read that word for yourself. Because if you don't read that word for yourself, anybody can come along and tell you anything. But the way that you catch a person who is a preacher, okay, who will profess to be a preacher. Now you got a lot of Facebook preachers, okay? Ain't preach one sermon. You got people taking pictures in their living room. Hey, I'm Apostle Jack in the Bean Box.
Right.
You know, and they do that kind of thing, or they on these other sites, or Google, and all these other stuff they got out. What is the Insta Farm or whatever that stuff is?
No, Instagram.
So that's what they're doing now. I mean, you got people who are becoming apostles in their living room. But no other apostle can confirm it. No prophet ever confirms it. You know. We got to have enough Holy Ghost to be able to say, look, you're false, sit down. Okay? Okay? We can't even discern a real move of God from a fake move of God. That's why it's important to read the word so you can know for yourself. And the Bible says not to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So I encourage you, my sister, just to read the word of God and begin to walk in that thing. Because Jesus, let me tell you something, Jesus, there were people he couldn't even heal. And there ain't nothing wrong with Jesus. But if the person don't receive it, they can't get healed. And Jesus could be in the room with you. You won't get healed if you don't want to be healed. The people who have had supernatural manifestations of Jesus and got healed and went on in apostleship and a lot of different things, he was able to come in because they was ready to receive him. They was ready to receive him. Their heart was right. But if a person's heart ain't right, they can't receive it. God is not going to anoint a person whose heart ain't right. That's why the Bible, if you look in the Bible, it talks about the heart all up and down there. All up and down there. And that's what the Holy Spirit was ministering on tonight.
Yeah,
so
maybe,
we're going to go into prayer.
Maybe
is
I
any other question?
The wrong time. It's a wrong question, you know.
No, you good. Listen, T, you good. It's just that I feel a press in my spirit because I really want to get back to this word because we're taking a lot of time.
Get back to the word. We can always, you know who I am. I know you. So you can always let me know what's going on or whatever.
Let you know what's going on.
You can let me, what I'm saying is you can... You know, lead me and let me know what steps should I go into that situation.
Okay, sister. Do you want to pray or you want to...
Yes, sure. Prayer is fine.
Okay, because I really want to get this word out. I really want to get this word out in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I thank you for T. I thank you for her calling, Lord God. And Lord God, we just bind any attempts of the adversary right now, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, to let your Holy Spirit continuously operate in her life, Lord God. Lead and guide her, Lord God. And let your hand be on her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we speak to whatever troubles that she's dealing with right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you right now for victory, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God. For God, we know you're not the author of confusion, Lord God. And Lord God, you have us to operate in peace. Lord God, you said he will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on thee, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, T.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is the Mantle of God, Men's Room Fellowship, 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. This is the Men's Room Show hosted by Enterprisement Media Group. Amen. So we're going to get back to the Word of God. Amen. And we just thank God on tonight. We thank God for the sister calling. Amen. We thank God for T. Anybody know the word of prayer? Just definitely keep her in prayer. Amen. So we just thank God on tonight. But we're going to get back to our text, amen, because I feel like it's been a lot of things that just trying to really hinder this word from getting out. I really feel that. And those who have eyes to see, they can see. But Ephesians chapter 4, it says that, amen, it says that in verse 19, who have, being past feeling, have given themselves over into lasciviousness to work all cleanliness with greediness. But watch verse 20. It says, but ye have not so learned Christ. But ye have not so learned Christ. It said, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Now see, to have the mind of Christ, if a person has the mind of Christ, they'll begin to walk like Christ. They'll begin to talk like Christ. Not everybody who talks Christ is of Christ. We live in a time now where people have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. It said, ye have not so learned Christ. If you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Christ Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. The thing is that we have to put off the old man. We have to put off the old man. See, God ways is not like our ways. And we got to quit robbing ourselves. We got to quit robbing ourselves. We got to quit thinking that God is on our level. God ain't on our level. God ain't on our level. When we was on a level in his image, the enemy was able to come in. Okay, and we've made an image of God. So now by being in Christ, we're no longer of corruptible seed, but we are incorruptible seed, born in the spirit. So if we have the mind of Christ, if you got the mind of Christ, your walk is going to be like Christ. Your talk is going to be like Christ. Your conduct is going to be like Christ. Christ-like. Christian, Christ-like. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You can't have the mind of Christ and cussing folk out. You can't have the mind of Christ, but you get mad at everything. That's not the mind of Christ. But like my sister was on that phone saying, if a baby is starting out and they're trying to get to that point, if they're trying to walk in this thing, then you got to have leaders in place who is going to teach them to walk in this thing. Holiness. It's a prophet that I know. He's a wonderful man of God, and he's just so humble, mighty prophet. And if you in his church, I've seen him call sisters out in the church, be like, I don't like that. Sister, I don't like that dress. You need to do something about it. You need to do something about it. Now why would he call that out? Because you got babes in Christ, like the sister was calling about, who come out the street. You got men who is thugs running through women in the street, and now they come into church, and now this sister got like, Full splits in the dress. Now, you could come to church like that. I don't knock it. You come to church like that because you need Jesus. You need the Jesus that you read about in the Bible. But you can't stay like that. You can't be 10 years saved now and you're still in that dress. Something wrong. Either you hindering the sanctification process. See, I'm being blunt because I don't sugarcoat the word. I don't sugarcoat the word. Okay, and Jesus never sugarcoated his word either. He never sugarcoated. What is wrong with the people of God in this hour? Listen, what's going on in the world today. We got people who are operating in offices that are not even scriptural. That is not even scriptural. People just blatantly adding offices to God's word. That's a mess. That's a mess. Thank you, Lord. Let's get back to the scripture. But you have not learned Christ, if so that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt. That old man is corrupt. That old man want to cuss, drink, smoke, act a fool, confusion. That's what that old man. That's why John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus, he said, okay, he must increase, but I must decrease. I can't be trying to go forth in my ministry now. I got to take a step back. Because he who I was preaching about is here. So I got to step back. I got to get back. Apostle Paul said, I die daily. What is dying? That old man. That old man died daily. That old man died daily. Amen. Watch this. Wherefore, 25, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Be ye angry and sin not. Let the sun, not the sun go down upon your wrath. See there? You can't let the sun go down on your anger. You can't let the sun go down on your wrath. See there? When you let your anger turn into wrath, now you're letting the devil use you. Now you're letting the devil use you when you allow anger to become wrath. See, you got to realize something. And we're going in now. That there's a evil spirits out there that study you. Okay? Those spirits know what make you upset. They know what will cause you to do certain things. So they'll begin to whisper in your ear. They'll begin to tell you a thing. And you'll be up there, oh, God told me this. God told me that. God ain't told you nothing. But then those same evil spirits are leading you to do some of the most outlandish things. And you walking the whole time saying, yeah, I feel this. God told me to do this. God told me to say this. God told me to go to this place or that place. And God said, I ain't even by. I ain't said nothing to you. You was going in your own craftiness. You have to see, we are not ignorant to Satan's devices. How we are not ignorant to Satan's devices? Because we're allowing ourselves to be governed by the Spirit of God. We're allowing ourselves to be governed by the Spirit of God. Are you studying about your enemy, the wicked one? Are you studying him? Are you really studying the spirit that comes out of people when they talk to you? When a person talks to you, when they come at you a certain way, you got to identify, is that spirit of God or is that spirit of the devil? Or is that the spirit of the world or is the spirit of the Antichrist? Is it be guided by this or that? What is the spirit that is guiding that? You got to be able to recognize these things. We have to be able to recognize these things. When a person is being guided by God or they be guided by the wicked one. We have to allow Christ to be formed in us. And put off that old man. It says in the 23rd verse, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You put on the new man which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. See, righteousness and true holiness. True holiness. Okay? You can have a dress down to the floor and be a sinner. Okay? But you know what? You can have a dress up to your thighs and be a sinner as well. So how we go about this thing? You get God on the inside of you. You eat the whole lamb. And the Passover, amen, the children of Israel, they ate everything of the lamb. They ate the whole lamb. When you eat the whole word, when you obey the whole Bible, the Holy Scriptures, everything in it, when you obey the Holy Scriptures and you say, well, I ain't gonna go at this scripture. I'm not going to obey this scripture. That's that old school teacher. Oh, no. When you do that, you're not eating the whole word. You're eating some of the word. See, God gave the children of Israel in Exodus a commandment. You eat the whole lamb. And the only way you're going to have Christ formed on the inside of you is you got to eat the whole lamb. You got to eat the whole word. Because if you eat the whole word, then Christ will be formed in you. Yes, then he will be formed in you. And then you'll be walking in the fullness. Wonder why your church is dead? The church is dead in a lot of people's churches. You're getting your praise on. You'd be like, come on, folks, come with me. Come on, let's go with me. Let's go with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And folks around you just, oh, man, I should have been at home. And brothers, you know, you know the football game, or you know LeBron and them boys, the Heat's on, man. I'm ready to get out of here. Or the sisters, they thinking about, oh, God, help my mind. You know, so you understand what I'm saying? A lot of that going on. Why does that happen? Because we have people gathered together who are not being taught to eat the whole word. You can't eat some of the word. You can't take a bite out the word and say, okay, I'm not eating that part. And then you wonder why the mind of Christ is not taking root. Now the mind of Christ is not taking effect in your life. Now you can't be in peace because your mind is staying on God. Because it takes the mind of Christ to keep your mind stayed on God. Why? Because when Christ walked the earth, he was talking about me and my Father are one. My Father are one. My Father are one. Ask yourself tonight, who are you one with? Are you one with your flesh? Or are you one with God? Are you one with God? Because if you're one with God, you would do what Paul says in Ephesians. You will put off the old man, which is created in corruptness. And you will come alive to righteousness and true holiness. Glory be to God. Put away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry, sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let the Son of God turn away because of your wrath. Some people think that God is going to stick around. I used to think God was going to stick around. And while I was acting any kind of way, acting all out of order and everything, I used to think God was going to stay right there and put up with my mess. Okay? There's some people that think that once saved, always saved. If once saved, always saved, if you can do what you want to do, well, God shoveled out the way, he gave his only begotten son, I'm saved, right? Wrong. If you're saved and you can go out there, drink, smoke, fornicate, and all of this stuff, then what you saved from? What are you saved from? What are you saved from? Huh? Christ says, when the spirit go out of a man, it's seeketh to come back. It's seeketh. But he find that place weapon guns. And he said, but when that temple is out of order and you've letting things in your body, it go and take seven more. And that latter state of the man is worse than the first. That's why you see some people leave church and they'll be worse than ever. They go back out in the street and they'll be like, God, you was worse. You was worse. You was cool before, but then you got in the church and you fell away. Man, you just a plain old devil now. Yeah. Because the enemy say, he done taste that word. He done taste that word. You ain't going back to that church. You ain't going back. Now you develop a hatred for church people. Now you develop a hatred for church people. You develop a hate for the body of Christ, the teaching of Christ, the mind of Christ. I've been there. I can talk about it because I've been there. The church van, I roll right by. I dive in the woods. Woof. You know, phone ring. You in the corner. In the corner, hiding from the phone. As a babe in Christ. Because I done missed the mark. And hiding from church folks. That's what the devil do. He blind your mind. He begin to make you think that the church folks, yeah, they're talking about me. You're talking about me. I had one brother told me, he said, man, my preaching, my pastor, I thought my pastor was talking about me. I went to him. I said, man, why you talking about me, man? He said, talk about what? See, you got to realize when a woman of God, man of God, when they're preaching, they don't know when God uses them. Not a lot of time, they don't even know. People be thinking, oh, you're trying to talk about me. A lot of times you ask any man, woman of God, they don't know. They don't even know. They be like, huh? What are you talking about? Now you talking about me? You like, I don't know what you're talking about. No, you know, you know, cause you hit it right on the head. And how you know this? I don't know. God. Oh, you trying to be funny? You know, it be like that. It be like that. But watch this. It's about the mind of Christ, letting him be informed in you. Letting him be formed in you. When you become one with Christ, you're one with the Father. And now you're pregnated with the Word. You are walking Mary. and you're impregnated with the word. And now, because you receive the word in the spirit, when you read the Bible, you get the word in the spirit realm. And now the word has become flesh. And now when you walk in it, you're the walking word. Now you're dwelling among men. You're dwelling among men. Praise God. It says in verse 27, neither give place to the devil. It says don't give no room for him to come in. When you fornicate, when you sleep with a man, when you sleep with a woman, brother, you allow the enemy to come in, to come in, to come in, to come in. When you steal out of that tree, that offering tree, you let the enemy come in. When you cuss out your wife, man of God, yeah, you let the enemy come in. Come in, come in, come in. See, we got to die daily. Die daily. I got this old man dying daily, 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 daily. You got to be willing to die. And then if you see some stuff in your life rear up, you got to take the word of God and cut yourself. And then sit there in him and bleed in that puddle. Bleed in it. To that life, because the Leviticus says the life of the blood, the life is in the blood. So when you cut yourself with the word of God and sit there and let yourself bleed, you let the blood of that old man go out. And now that old man will begin to die. And you'll come alive. You'll be quickened to the things of God. So now when another Holy Ghost man, woman of God come around, now they throw some scriptures out there, you'd be like, ooh, I feel like shouting, get God Almighty. Why? Because I got God on the inside. And you got God on the inside too. That's why it says iron sharpen iron. If you get together, man, you can sharpen one another. But shoot, wood don't sharpen iron. Wood don't sharpen iron. You try to sharpen, you see if you're going to sharpen iron with wood. You have a doggone time, you might get some splinters. You know, iron sharpen iron. Praise God. Back to our text. Praise God. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor with working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may give, have to give to him that needeth. Now, when you got Christ in you, when you have partaken of the word of God, and you begin to walk in it. Places you used to go, I don't go no more. I came out the club, man. I ain't going to the club no more. I hate to hustle. I hate to sell dope. Nah, I ain't trapping no more. Go, man. The new Jordans, man. I don't care about them, man. I'm trying to look good for the Lord on Sunday. Man, we got a party over there, man. Okay, we got an all-night revival going on. We got a shut-in going on. See, you got to replace those things you used to do. You can't go and hang with these folks over yonder and then go and come to church and think you're going to feel like praising God. You done been around smoking, drinking, hanging out, all this stuff, and now you come to church and you think you're going to get your praise on? The devil going to sit on your lap and say, I dare you to praise God. And now you're really pressing to praise God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Or in some instances, it'd be just like Saul. The music start playing, hey, you refresh. Then when the music stop, oh, God. Once you get out of church, hey, remember me? Enemy back on your lap. Amen. Amen. Let him that steal stone no more. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places used to go, I don't go to places no more. I don't go there no more. I don't go there no more. Amen. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See there? You got to watch your mouth. You got to watch your mouth. You can't say anything to folk. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. You can't say what you want. I can't say what. If I can say what I want to say to people, I wouldn't even be on this. I wouldn't even be up here preaching. Okay? Man, you can't say what you want to say. It's easy to cuss somebody out. It's easy to destroy and tear down. It's easy to do those things. But it takes the mind of Christ, it takes the spirit of God that you yield yourself to the leading of the spirit to stand and say, no, I'm not going to cuss these folks out. I'm not going to run across the parking lot and try to choke somebody out. Look where we at now. Are we coming to church to be entertained? Is that what we want? You want to be entertained? Or do we want the word? Do we want to be made over so that we can meet our Lord and Savior? And let the word work on us. Huh? We got to let the word work on us. Amen. Mantle of God, men's room, hosted by Interpraise Media Group. Amen. Number 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416 is the Mantle of God, hosted by Interpretment Media Group. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the mind of Christ. We're talking about the mind of Christ. We're talking about allowing Christ to be formed in you. If you want a prayer, you can definitely call in. I know those who are listening online and those who are listening by via phone. Amen. Just press 1. You can come on in. We're talking about the mind of Christ and allowing God to be formed in you. Now watch this. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So listen. Bitter and sweet water can't come out of the same mouth. It can't come out of the same mouth. I can't curse somebody 1 minute, then bless somebody the next. That's double-mindedness. Double-mindedness means you adapted two mindsets. You got a mind of the world, and you got a mind of God. You ever seen somebody who goes to church and then goes around to the club and smoking drink? Man, they the worst folks to hang around. You ever see them how they operate? God can fix them. God can fix them up. He can fix what is broke. But it takes the heart to say, you know what? I've had enough. I'm tired. Lord, heal me. Make me over. You are balm in Gilead. You can do it. I see you do it for them other boys, them other women. You can do it for me. God is great, man. God is good. Don't be double-mindedness. The worst thing you can do is allow somebody to keep you from God. You too busy work, but look what they doing. Do you see them? See them? See them? Yeah. You keep worrying about folks who hypocrite, and you find yourself being a hypocrite. And then folks will call you out on it. You be like, well, you know, I'm just, God loves me. It says in the book of John that God hears not sinners. God hears not sinners. Only thing he hears is repentance. When I disconnected from God, that's the only thing God heard. I repent. I'm sorry, Lord. Come into my heart. Make me over. Be my Lord. Be my God. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Verse 30. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. What does that mean? Grieving the Holy Spirit. Okay, you got Christ on the inside of you. You got the mind of Christ. Christ is formed on the inside of you. Okay, what is grieving the Holy Spirit? It's just this. Okay, you walk into the store. They got the new rap song, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, on. And they talking about how the sisters do this and do that and do this and do that. And you be like, oh, God, I got to hurry and get what I got to get so I can get out of this doggone store. Holy Spirit grieves. Why? Because the Holy Spirit testifies of Christ. The Holy Spirit testifies of Christ. Okay? It's not going to ride along. See, if you can hang around a bunch of folks smoking, drinking, cussing, fussing, and doing all that stuff, you need to check yourself. You need to check yourself. Because when you check yourself, you begin to find out, okay, I got something on me. See, when people like me too much, I check myself. I said, okay, let me check my prayer life. I've been praying. Okay. I might have prayed twice today. Okay, I got to pray a little bit more. Okay, because if the world loves you, that means you got some residue of the world on you. Because Christ said, they hated me, they're going to hate you also. Huh? But the problem is, we don't want to be hated. We want folks to like us. God, I'm just by myself. You'd be surprised how much people will throw the word of God away just to be loved, and not to stand on the truth. It said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ hath forgiven you. The sister had called. She said she was having a problem with a leader teaching the babe. I believe she was talking about her and the leader. You know, you got to walk in love. You got to walk in love. Listen, before I got in Christ, one thing I knew, Jesus is love. Jesus is love. Jesus will work out any situation. Any situation. Christ will work it out. Christ will work it out. Amen? Man, you got to be kind one to another, tenderhearted. Now, what it means to be tenderhearted? It says you're sensitive to the emotions of people. You're sensitive to the emotions of people. And then now, you're not only sensitive to the emotions of people, but you have a sensitive heart. You have a heart of flesh. To have a heart of flesh means I am sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I am sensitive to the heart of God. I am sensitive to the movement of God. We have to make sure that we are lining up, line upon line, precept upon precept, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We are living in a wicked world. I'm coming in. I'm coming in. We're living in a wicked world, but we have the kingdom of God on the inside of us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have this power. I will never put the word of God below anybody's word. The word of God is the standard. The word of God is the standard, and we have to live by that standard. It's time out. See, the Old Testament says the pastors caused my people to error. They caused the people to error. Why? Because they're not teaching them what thus says the Lord. They're not teaching them according to the word of God. You got people who don't have the mind of Christ. They got the mind of the world, and they're trying to teach others. They're trying to teach others. When I was phony, I didn't have the heart to teach. Because I knew I was living. I ain't had the heart to teach. Wasn't even teaching. Wasn't even preaching. Because I knew better. I knew that much better. I remember when I was in my mess, and I think this was about 2003. Amen. I was walking through the projects, amen. And I saw this Hispanic couple, and they was giving out tracts. They was giving out tracts. They was giving out Bibles or something. They was ministering to people. It was dark, and I was rolling with my so-called crew. The devil will have you out there. He'll take you from one to be a preacher, a teacher, and have you just operating here. I'm going to preach and teach other people to do opposite. But, you know, so these people were ministering. And I said something out of my mouth. I said, look at them holy rollers. And you know what? They look at me. And I felt something on the inside of my soul. The next day, I was sitting in the doggone jail cell. And the voice of the Lord came to me in my disobedience and said, it's because of what you said. It's because of what you said while you're sitting in the cell now. And a little while later, that's when I went back to God and ran for a season. Amen. So you got to be careful when you speak against the people of God. Make sure you have authority. Make sure you have authority. Make sure you have a Nathan anointing to go to a David. You can't go to a David if you don't have a Nathan anointing. And that God didn't tell you to go. Amen. You know, I was talking, and I'm going to be transparent. I was talking to my leader. Amen. Because I'm a single man of God. Amen. And I was talking to my leader. And I was talking to the leader, and I said, man, it's rough out here. Because I remember one night, amen, the enemy attacked me. I went through an attack. And then the Lord that spoke through the apostle that there's a place when you rest, and I share with you this, there's a place when you rest, it's called slumber. It's a place where you don't have no control. You feel like you're in control, but you don't have no control. You have no control. And you got to make sure you cover yourself before you go to bed. You got to make sure you sanctify yourself and cover yourself. Cover your mind. Cover your spirit. Cover your soul. Cover yourself. Loose them angels that they may take authority over those things in the name of Jesus. that you may stand strong, that you may not wake up and go through the middle of the night and be in attack because you're in that slumber state, a slumber state, the state between consciousness and semi-unconscious, that very fine line. That's why you got to ask the Lord, hide me in that secret place. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Help, hold me in the cleft of the rock, God. Let him protect me. Protect me, O God. Protect my mind. Protect my soul. Protect me. Some people might say, you know, the deep folks that say, well, you're protected by the blood of Jesus. Yeah. But Paul said, my flesh, in my flesh, profit no good thing. There's no good thing in my flesh. No good thing in my flesh. That flesh got a mind of his own. Okay? That flesh got a mind of his own. So you got to make sure you're led by the Spirit of God. Got to make sure you're led by the Spirit of God. Because that flesh going to want to eat. Okay? But the blood don't lose its power now, but you still got to eat. You still got to sleep. Why? Because we're in his flesh. So if you're a young woman of God, a young man of God, you got desires. I'm 35 years old, okay? And I got to sanctify myself. I got to do a Levitical priesthood, Old Testament wash, and give God my whole body just to make sure I stand. We can't give God the top of our body. We got to give him the bottom, too. We got to give him the whole thing. But God said, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it to go to that next level in God? How bad do you want it? Are you ready to put those things away that cause you to be hindered from going deep in God? Huh? Are you ready to lay down every weight of sin? Huh? You can tell when you're anointed because you will be attacked in so many fashions. Huh? If you're not being attacked, if you're not going through anything, you need to see whether you're anointed. That's how you can tell those who are anointed. They're always being attacked, always being persecuted. There is a price to pay for the anointing. Everybody wants this microwave anointing. Nobody want to pray no more. Nobody want to do 3 a.m. prayer. I have folks that try to ordain me as a prophet. I said, not so. Not so. Not so. I want this thing the old-fashioned way, through the anointing, through the Holy Ghost. You won't have me prop up there, prophet mumbo-jumbo money bags, and lose my soul. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What good is it to have people all over you? Huh? You got 10,000 members on your social media page, but you ain't obedient to the one man who died for you. Huh? God is calling his remnant, amen, in this hour, to sound the trumpet. To sound the trumpet. He said, when you love me more than mother, father, sister, brother, he said, man, you'll be blessed. You got to love God and his word more than anybody, even your family. I see people put their family above God's word. Anything that you love more than God, I guarantee you he will try you in that area. Anything that comes close to the love of God, he will try you in that area. Why do you think he called Abraham to sacrifice his only son? Because Abraham waited almost umpteen years for that doggone son, Isaac. He waited for that son. He waited for that promise. He kept asking God about the son. God, when you gonna do it? And then God gave it to him. And now the same son he waited all them years for, God said, you got to lay it down because you love this thing I gave you more, almost close to you love me. And I got to try you in that area. Huh. My God. God will try you in that area. He will try you. Any area that you love more than him. It could be your crack rock. It could be your marijuana. It could be your homegirls or your homeboys. It could be your pastor. If you love your pastor more than God, you done made your pastor a God. You done made your evangelist a God. You done made your apostle prophet a God. And you done forgot all about God. It says in the Shema Deuteronomy, it says, hear ye, O Israel, our Lord our God is one God. The Lord thy God is one God. you can't share God with it. You can't share God and that thing you love the most. If your eye offends you, pluck it out. Your arm offends you, cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. It's the mind of Christ. When you know better, you do better. When you know about Christ, his suffering, his power, the resurrection, you begin to walk in this thing and do better. Amen. The number 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. We're on the Mantle of God, Men's Room Edition, amen. Bring it to you straight and live, amen. Shout out, amen, to Beyond the Veil, amen. Shout out, amen, to Prophet DeJuan, amen. Shout out to Minister Dominique, amen. God bless you. And also shout out to our caller from earlier, T, amen. Name is T, amen. That's a wonderful sister, amen. Keep her in prayer, amen. Shout out to Evangelist, amen, in her absence, amen. And shout out to all the fivefold ministers in their respectable position, amen. We love God. We just love God, and we praise God for what he's doing in this hour and in this season, amen. Amen, amen. We're going to continue in our scripture, amen. But being tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. We got to walk in love because God loved us. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Amen. He ain't gave his son that we don't have to do nothing. Only thing we got to do is accept what he did on the cross and walk in it. Prepare ourselves as a bride adorned for a husband. Amen. We got to prepare ourselves. Sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart. Amen. And I thank God. I really thank God, amen. I thank God for what he's doing in this season, in this hour, in prayer. God will cause a hurricane to go through your life. And see, the reason why God allowed, thank you, Holy Ghost. The reason why God allowed a hurricane to go through your life, and I'm going to calm it down because we're coming to the end of our program shortly. But God will allow a hurricane to come through your life to try the people that are in your life. And he'll allow you to see those people that are around you. Amen. See, everybody want to be a leader, but nobody wants to follow. Everybody want to lead. We was having a discussion, I believe me and the woman of God, we was talking the other night, and amen, we was talking about Miriam. Miriam was in Egypt way before Moses got there. She was a prophetess, but she couldn't move the people. She had to wait till God raised up Moses and sent him. Then he began to lead them out because he had the anointing to lead them out. See, we got to recognize the anointing that we have. And see, if the enemy can keep you blind to the anointing that's on your life, he can keep you blinded to the work that you're supposed to be doing for God. You got so many powerful ushers in the church, and you was called to be a prophetess. You got so many doorkeepers. The pastor put them on the door, say, stay right here. And then they're not knowing they're supposed to be the overseer of the church. It happens. It happens. Why? Because just like Sister T, what she was saying earlier about the leader. It's the same reason. The leaders can't see. They can't see in the spirit realm. You can't see. We got to petition the mercy seat of God in this hour. We have to petition the mercy seat in this hour. It is required of us to do so. To petition the mercy seat of God. Now watch this. I'm going to Philippians. Going to Philippians, amen. Philippians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Watch this. Chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I got the mind of Christ, but look what you're doing. You say you got the mind of Christ. We're talking about the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ Jesus caused him to go to the cross and die. Are you going to die? Or are you going to lay your life down? He that loses his life will gain his life. He that seeks to gain his life will lose it. You always come to God and you want to hold something back. God said you're going to lose it. Give what is God's. They said, what we should do about paying Caesar? He said, give Caesar what is Caesar and give God what is God. You got to give God what is God. Glory, hallelujah. So now this is the part of the program, amen, where we offer Christ. The program wouldn't be in the program without offering Christ. So now we offer Christ to you today. This is serious business. We offer Christ to you. And if any word that was spoken on these airwaves tonight, some people might say, you talk about all the problems and stuff like that, and you ain't had to. Why are you talking about that stuff? That stuff don't make no. Listen. You need to read Matthew chapter 24-25. Jesus went hard with Pharisees, Sadducees. He talked about the leaders. Well, ain't nobody else. John the Baptist. Call them vipers, generation vipers. He said, bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Why? Because it was out of order. It's out of order. It ain't teaching the people to follow the word. Teaching them to go against the word. See, the scribes and Pharisees, and I'm coming in. The scribes and the Pharisees was teaching people to keep the oral tradition. They wasn't even going by the Torah. They was going by their own meaning of it. And look what's happening today. It's that Pharisaical, Sadduceical spirit that has infiltrated the four walls that's called the church. Not the body of the church that is perfect in Christ Jesus, but the church building where the sick people come to gather. It's a Sadduceical, Pharisaical spirit. People are going by what they hear. God ain't told me that. God ain't tell me that. God told me something different. It's no longer quoting the word. It's not John 3:16. It's not Corinthians. It's not Romans. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's not your body's a temple living God. It's not none of that no more. They're going by what they heard. So now, I offer Christ to you. You don't have to be like the Pharisees and Sadducees of this world. You ain't got to go by what you heard. God will never tell you something and tell something different in his word. I offer Christ to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, he died for our sins. His blood was shed on Calvary. He paid the cost. He died. Resurrected. So if you believe that he came, was inside the Virgin Mary, the Virgin Mary brought forth by the power of God, pregnated by the Holy Ghost, came forth, he went to Calvary, as according to scripture, it was a joy for him to do it. He took on no form, made it no self, no reputation, but took on the form of a servant. You believe that he resurrected on that third day, you can have salvation. It's just that simple. And you said, Lord God, come into my life, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Take that old man out of me. Take that old spirit out of me. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your anointing. And you'll be saved. He'll save your soul. Or if you're a backslider, you're bound by drugs, heroin, crack rock, cocaine, methamphetamines, pill popping. You're bound by that thug spirit. Or you're bugged by that religion spirit. And you're just getting a kick out of this program. We're going to pray for you. We're going to stand in agreement. That's all right. I ain't here for you to like me. I'm here for you to hear the word of God. Amen. See, God wants to take away. God wants to take away that spirit of the world out of you tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I thank you for this program, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the mantle of God, Lord God. I thank you, God, even though, Lord God, the enemy, Lord God, try to make it out something totally different, Lord God. But I thank you, God, by the power of your anointing, Lord God. You said no weapon that form against you shall prosper, Lord God. Every tongue that rises up into judgment thou shalt condemn, Lord God. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You said thousands shall fall out of thy side and thy right side, Lord God, but they'll not come near thy dwelling, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're not the author of confusion, Lord God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the callers that are listening in via internet, Lord God, all around the world, Lord God, even on the lines, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they're listening in, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the lines that are packed right now, Lord God, for those who are listening, those who can see, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for those who are the remnant of God that is not judgmental, Lord God, that are walking in the natural, but not who are walking in the Spirit of God and not in the natural, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the pastor that you have standing with me in this hour, Lord God. Pastor Hill, Lord God. Pastor Shula, Lord God. Various apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, Lord God, in this hour. Your true remnant, Lord God. That are not influenced, Lord God, by entertainment, Lord God. That are not influenced, Lord God, by the things of the world, Lord God. Lord God, those who you have called for the last day anointing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the potter, Lord God. That you can make things over, Lord God. You can fix what's broke, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, even for those who are listening, Lord God. Lord God, even as a point of contact, even with the cell phones and the radio and the computers, Lord God, to their ears, Lord God. I ask that you touch them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Release an anointing, Lord God, that it will quicken their mortal bodies, Lord God. And, Lord God, if they're bringing forth any fruit, Lord God, purge it that they may bring forth more fruit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, I give all praise and honor to you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for you don't count slackness as men count slackness, Lord God. But you're faithful, Lord God, to us, Lord God, that not any should perish, but all come to repentance, Lord God. You said that all souls are mine, Lord God. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that all souls are yours, Lord God. We thank you for this mantle of God programming, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for all the hosts, Lord God, and their respective praises, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your will, your way, your purpose, your plan. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just that simple, amen. Yokes are broken. Chains are broken, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, even though I had a long day, Lord God, a long day, Lord God, doing the work, Lord God, but this programming, Lord God, you said be faithful over the little things, I make a rule over many, Lord God. So even though, Lord God, my flesh was feeling one way, Lord God, having a long day, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord God, that I'm able, Lord God, to be instant in season and out of season, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that would you allow me to go forth in tonight, Lord God. I received of no man, Lord God, but I thank, Lord God, that you teach me, Lord God, that you taught me, Lord God. When man didn't want to teach me, Lord God, you taught me, Lord God, and gave me the ability, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Spirit. So I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like David. I feel like I can run through a troop. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're here every Monday and Thursday, 9 o'clock, amen. It's the mantle of God, the men's room on Thursday. It was just tonight, Lord God, just merge it, Lord God. The men's room is very blunt, it's very up close and personal, amen. And we brought it forth on tonight, amen, to the mantle of God, amen. We talked about letting Christ be informed in you and the mind of Christ. And when you know better, you do better. You know better, you do better. Because Christ, he was led by the Spirit of God. He was led by the Spirit of God. Amen, amen, amen. And we thank you. So I pray that if something went forth tonight that you can just grab a hold to and search the scriptures. You don't believe what I say, amen, but everything that came out of my mouth, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you may find it in that word, Lord God, because I live by your word, and, Lord God, I quote your word, Lord God. So I pray that the listeners can find that in Jesus' name. Amen. Message would not be a message. We also give a shout-out, Lord, to our engineers in the background, Lord God, all those who are laboring, Lord God, in the gospel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Okay, amen. We got a caller. We got a caller.
We got a request.
What's that?
Special prayer going out for Mary, you got to go to the hospital for a heart. Open up the valve. You got a special guest wife for daughter Fawn. She's been in a terrible accident, and she's trying to heal. And we got a special request for uncle, for her uncle. He's having trouble.
Okay. All right, let me get right on it, amen, while the line, the anointing is still on this line, amen. I'm going to go right in. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, touch Mary, Lord God. Lord God, touch those in the accident, Lord God. Lord God, touch these prayer requests by the power of thy Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, I know you are a healer, Lord God. I know you are a way maker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, send your anointing, Lord God. Touch the heart, Lord God. Lord God, you have me minister about the heart, Lord God, tonight. And look what happened, Lord God. Those with an actual heart condition call for prayer requests, Lord God. I thank you for your anointing, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Touch the heart, Lord God. You control the heart, Lord God. You put breath in that body, Lord God. So we speak to the vessels, Lord God. We speak to the arteries, Lord God, to every vein, Lord God, every muscle, Lord God, that attaches itself to the heart, to the nervous system, Lord God. Lord God, touch the heart, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Allow the word to do a supernatural work in that heart, Lord God. We bind the strong man. We bind every attack of the enemy, Lord God. We loose the angels of protection, Lord God. Ministering angels, Lord God, that will take authority in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We release the word even as the centurion received that word and was healed that same hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Mary, Mary, Mary. Yes, yes, yes. I will take y'all in my personal 3 a.m. prayer, amen. I will take y'all in my chamber, amen. Amen. We God is going to do some things, amen. I will definitely handle that by the anointing in my prayer closet, amen. So I will definitely be in prayer, amen. And I always tell the saints, amen, I say, if anybody desires, amen, anybody desires to do 3 a.m. prayer, amen, you can also, amen, check the site, amen, for the 3 a.m. prayer number, amen. We do 3 a.m. prayer. Even if I got to go alone, I'm there. I'm there, amen. Even if I got to go alone, I'm there, amen. I don't do it for show. It's just the way that it is. We need prayer in this season. And once I found out that God will reward you for your faithfulness and for the prayers of the righteous, let me tell you something. You want to go to the next level of God? You get on your knees. If you don't pray, if you don't sacrifice your time for God, guess what? You're going to stay in that traditional place. You're going to stay in that old thinking, know-it-all. I don't know nothing. God can use somebody who think they don't know nothing. I feel like I ain't did nothing tonight. I feel like I ain't did nothing. But God get the glory. He does it like that so he can stay humble. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. That's the show. God bless. Listen, ain't nobody worth you going to hell over. Nobody worth you going to hell over. You're cute, but you ain't cute enough for my salvation. You wait on God to send you that Romeo woman of God, or that you know that woman and that man. Praise God! It's the miracle of God. We out of here. God bless you. Bye bye.
One question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You didn't get the number for the 3 o'clock prayer.
Okay, amen, amen. Let me get back in the booth, amen. Okay, the number for the 3 a.m. prayer, amen.
Yeah.
It's 218-548-3460. That's 218-548-3460. The passcode is 7777. Amen. That's the mantle of God, 3 a.m. prayer line, amen. It's 218-548-3460. The passcode is 7777, pound. So, amen. Anybody who needs prayer requests, anybody who needs, amen, prayer, who wanted to join an agreement, serious people, frontline soldiers, amen. Put those prayer requests, amen, where your scriptures that you post all day on your various media outlets. Amen. Let's, if you're gonna be a part of the solution, let's get on our knees and let's pray about it. You know, let's take it to the King. Let's not be at each other's throat about you think this or you think that. But let's just pray about it. Let's just pray, let go, let God. You know, time out for that mess. Amen. So God bless you. Pastor Hill, it's always an honor serving with you.
And takes a reason that I thought you were gone.